I'd like to again go over the sugya on Tzadik Hei Yomed Beis, and to continue further in the sugya. It's a complicated sugya, but let us again start on Daf Tzadik Hei Yomed Aleph, and then we'll jump to Tzadik Hei Yomed Beis. Around the 10 lines from the top of Yomed Aleph, on Tzadik Hei Yomed Aleph, we have a baraisa, Tana Rabbanan, a geizel rochel vegozezo, poro viyoldo, mishalem oiso, veesgizoiseo, vesvlodeiseo, divre rameya. Rameya holds if a person stole a rochel, and he was geizes, there was a rochel to uno, and he was geizes, the tzemer, the gizem, or it was a muberes, and yoldo, is Mishalem Oiso, he returns the Behemah, and he turns the Shvach, the Vlad, and the Gizeh. And Rashi says, Mishalem Oiso, ve'ez Gizeh Iseo, kol ma she'notal mimeno u'ma she'hishbicho, the whole Shvach, he was Gizeh, and there was Noilad, everything goes back. And now, for practical purposes, the Maskonas HaGemorah is that the Meir and Yesod hold Shina Yiskoine, and theoretically the Vlad and the Gizeh should belong to Meikar Adin, but he counts that the Gazlon is not Koine B'Shina. Divrei Rab Meir. Now, Rab Yehuda Oimer, Gzeilo Chayzeres Be'einero. So Rashi says, "Kemois shehi achshav rikonis." We're speaking about a person stole a rochel to uno, and now he was geizes the rochel. So the gzeila that what he had stolen, the rochel, is chayzeres beineod returns kemois shehi achshav the way it is now. Rikonis yachzireno. He gives it back rikonis. That means Rashi Shita is that the giza of the wool is not at all a shinui in the rochel, so the rochel returns. V'hodel mishalem d'mei gizais v'uba, and then he pays how much the gizas were worth b'shas gzeila. And how much nubu was worth b'shas gzeila? K'may shahoya b'shas gzeila. V'loy shvach ha'gizo she'ishbicha etzloy. But not the shvach that it was l'maise, now there's a shvach giza, now it's cut off already. V'loy shvach ha'vlad. That means so the vlad belongs to him. The giza belongs to him. But he pays how the value of the gizin the uber b'shas gzeila. The loikonis Rab Yehuda, he did not consent that he should not be koine since there occurred a shinui in the gizeh and in the uber. So Rab Yehuda did not consent him and he's koine b'shinui. Avul domim shebishas agzeila mishalem. But the value that it was worth, b'shas agzeila, that he has to pay, the leka lemanda oma kol agazlonim botzer mishas agzeila yishalmu. Less, to pay less than what he stole, the zikha no such inyan. And Rashi seems to be saying, as we had mentioned in the previous year, that even though the rochel is not, there's no shinui in the rochel. So in the rochel he's saying, harei shaloch lefanecho. So perhaps it'd be a mokim to say, so finished. I stole a rochel. I'm returning the rochel. Before the rochel was tuuno, now it's gzuzo. No, but there's no shini in the rochel. So harei shaloch lefanecho, shilochere, pater the value of the giza that was on it, b'shas gzeila. So Rashi says there's no such thing. There was something else that you had stolen, which you are not returning. You had stolen Giza and you're not returning the Giza because you were kind of the Giza with a shinui. So you have to pay how much the Giza was worth when it was on top of the behemoth. That is Shitas Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda Oima Gzeila Chayzeres Beinero, that the Gzeila returns, but the Giza and the Vlad he keeps for himself, and he pays how much the Giza and Uba were worth Bishas Gzeila. Rab Shimon Oima Royin Oisa Keilu Hi Shuma Etzloi Bekesa. And Rab Shimon says, what does Rashi say? Ki'ilu hishuma etzloi bekesef mishas agzeila. We look ki'ilu it was shom, we see how much the behema was worth mishas agzeila, or mishalim domim kishas agzeila. So it would seem that Rav Shimon is the biggest makel for the gazlan, that you look how much it was worth b'shas the gzeila, and that's what he pays, and he keeps for himself. Ulekama meforish b'may pligi Rav Yehuda v'Rav Shimon, that Rashi means to tell us in the case that Rashi had mentioned till now, a person stole a rochel to'une, there is no reason that Rav Shimon should hold that he's kind of the rochel, and he should pay how much it was worth b'shas the gzeila. So later we are going to explain b'may pligi Rav Yehuda v'Rav Shimon. Now let us go to Tzadikei Amud Beis. This is around 15 lines from the top, after the two dots. Rav Yehuda Oimer. Now the Gemara is going to explain Shitas the Machlokes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Rab Yehuda Oimer Gzeila Chayzeres Beineho. Rab Shimon Oimer Royin Oisa Keilu Hishuma Etzloi Bekesef. Here there's a Girsa B'may Kamiflegi I have on the side. That's the Riv's Girsa, which is very good, and that's what Rashi says. Where, in which case is there a Machlokes? Oma Rav Zvid Bishvach Shal Gabe Gzeilo Komiflegi. Rav Yehuda Sovar De Nigzal Havi, Rav Shimon Sovar De Gazlan Havi. Now let us see Rashi to understand what Rav Zvid is telling us. So first we have to understand Bishvach, what's the title? Shvach Shal Gabe Gzeilo. So Rashi says the Machloikis is Kigoin shehishbicha etzloi. Va'adayin loinotloi hemenu. The machloikis of Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon is, if the gzeila became nishbach by the gazlan, and it's still on the gzeila, it's still on the dover hagozel. The dover hagozel was nishtabach, but it's still attached to the dover hagozel. Kigoin, what does this mean? Reikonis v'nisabro. He stole a poro reikonis. And now the dover hagozel, the poro became nisabro. So that's shvach al gabi gzeila. You have the dover hanigzal, and was nishtabach, it became uveres. Oit unagiza, or he stole a rochel, and while it was by the gazlan, it grew giza. Rabbi Yehuda Sova the Nigzal Havi. Rabbi Yehuda holds it belongs to the Nigzal. V'ahochi Kama. Now Rashi is saying Rabbi Yehuda Gzeila Chayzeres Beineho Lebaileho. The lotion of Rabbi Yehuda was that that what was stolen returns, we return this to the Baileho. The Dova HaNigzal returns to the Baileho. So Rashi says, so Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about in two cases. Now, the first case we had learned on Omed Aleph. There the case was Gozlo Mu'uberes V'yoldo. So in that case, Gzeila Chayzeres Beineho means that he returns the poro, he keeps the vlad, and he returns the poro, and he pays for the yuba. That's the type gzeila chayzeres peinel al kaponim gzeila. What we're speaking about means that the pala returns after it gave birth. That's a case when he stole a mu'uberes v'yolda etzloi. But Rabbi Yehuda is also speaking about another case. He's giving us a general klal. Gzeile choyzeres beinel lebaleo bein lishvach. Sai, the gzeile was nishtabach etzloi. There's a din, the gzeile returns to the bailim with the shvach on it, as we'll see as the Rashi progresses. Bein legreyuse, or he stole a mu'uberes and it gave birth, the gzeile is the what he had stolen, the gzeile which is still around that he had stolen returns to the nigzal. K'may shehi, it's returned to the nigzal. B'shas tviye bebez nichizeres. When the nigzal is toiveya, the gazlan and bezdin, so the way the gzeile is now, it was either nigra, it's less than it was before, or it's more than it was before. The gzeile returns. Now Rashi elaborates. Beheichid goro, and this is the case on Omet Aleph. He was migareya the gzeile, kigoin gozezo. He stole a rochel toune and gozezo. He took off the gizeh. Or he stole a porum uberes v'yoldo. So there is the din gzeile chayzeres beineho. He gives back the gzeile. So that means he stole a porum uberes, he give back now a porum reikonis. Now Rashi says, mishalim pichso, but you also pay the difference, how much it is less than it was b'shas tegzeila. And I think the proper gilsa is the he hoda katova leinigzal, the megiza v'uba. Good, he gives back the pore, he gives back the rochel. We have a rochel without giza, we have a pore reikonis. But he heard out katova leinigzal, but the nigzal says, anshuldik, you stole from me a porum uberes. You stole from me a rochel toune. So the other katova leinigzal, the megize v'uber shegozal mimenu, zich have to pay that back. That's what Rashi says, mishalem pichso, he pays the price, the he heard out katova leinigzal. Now, let me just mention, there is a gewaldika ha'ora on this Rashi, why Rashi has to mention di hoda kotovale. It seems you need a separate tviya on the mei gize. And if he's not teveya, so you need a new tviya for this. And shuldik, you stole from me a porum uberes, you're returning the porum. I have to be teveya, you stole a porum uberes, So you're not returning what you stole. I need a separate tree. And Rashi again will say this. The Hora I found in Vayakai, but it's a Hora. It's a Meridic Hora, but let's not get into that. Now, in this case, where a person stole a behema, mu'uberes, v'yoldo, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, we return the poro, you pay for the uber, and the gazlan keeps the vlad. Upliga ad Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik ad Rameya. The omar kulei shvachi yoivlei. Rameya holds that everything goes back to the nigzal. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the vlad is also not his. That was the loshen ad Rameya. The mayor holds everything goes back to the nigzal. Mishalem oisav es gizaysev es vlod oisav. We said this is a knas. Upligi ad ramei dom akule shvoche yoivlei. Va'av al gav dekone gize uvlad beshinui. Ay, he's koine the gize uvlad beshinui. Chod Narashi says a very interesting lundis in ramei. That means that we had mentioned before that between you and me, when they stole a porum oberes and it gave birth to this avlad, the vlad meikeradin belongs to the nigzel. There's a shinoi in the vlad, it belongs to the nigzel. And the Gemara said, what's the svara? What's the svara of Rameya? Be constant. Crime does not pay. You're going to derive benefit from the gzeila that lamaisa. You're gonna get a vlad. Be constant. You're not going to be shini. Fine. So we would learn shini is kind of, but we're constanting. Now Rashi says no. Chazal did not want to say shini is kind of, but we're going to go against the Torah, and we're going to say that you're not kind of. No. They made a lumdus over here, and look what Rashi says. Rashi says as follows. Ba'av al-kav v'kone giza uvlad v'shinei. Chazina lei kemam v'kulei shvoche akati Allah kimi shaloi nigzizo. Chazal said, we do not recognize the shinoi. That is pshat. Not that there is a shinoi and we're going to say shinoi is not koine. We do not recognize the shinoi. Be'einenu it is equivalent ke'ilu the gize that you cut off is still on the sheep. So what did you do? You stole a pore with gize and there's still gize on the sheep. So there was no shini whatsoever. So then we return to you the sheep with the giza on it. They're finished. Keman de kula ishvach akati yalo, kemi shaloi nigzizo. Mishalim kula. Now why did Chazal look at it in such a perspective? The not goyres the leide, the not goyres the giza, that's a knas. But the gather of the knas is we're not goyres this shinoi. Now we're saying it's a shinoi, but we're going to count here. No. Chazal did not want to go against the Torah. Shinoi is kaine. But we want goyres the shinoi. We look at it keilu. It's still the vlad is still anubar and the giza is still al harochel. So memeles, so there's no shinoi. That's what the get of the knas is. There's no shinoi, and we're returning. You have to return. You stole a parum oberes. Return the parum oberes. You stole a rochel tuna. Return the rochel tuna. V'kom alei Rav Yehuda. Now Rav Yehuda said, no. Kideisa hashtahodra. No. You don't look keilu. The way things are now, the pora is a pora reikonis. The rochel is a rochel gzuze. Gzei lo chayzeres beineo the way it's now. Now it's a gzuze and a reikonis. The common review the Gidisa Hashtahodra. Then Rashi again says the same Loshman Rashi says before, Vihi Oda Tov Namin Mine Gize Uvlad. If he is Taiveya from him, the Gize and the Dmeyube, Yovlai Domi, the Mikore, he gives him how much it was worth. If he's Taiveya, the Gize and the Vlad, he tells him on Shuldik, the Gize belongs to me. The vlad belongs to me. I was kind of b'shinui, but I have to pay you how much it was worth b'shas gzeila. Yod leidomi the mikore the kono gizo vlad b'shinui. So this is one translation of Rabbi Yudas gzeila chayzeres beinel. He's speaking about a case that he stole a pora muberes v'yoldo. You give back the pora. He keeps the vlad and pays for the uber. But he's speaking about a second case also. The eicha da dain kol ashvach ole. But there's another case. Shvach shal gabig zeila. And Shvach Shal Gavik Zeila, let us see, again, the Taprash, which we learned, Kegoin Shihishbicha Etzloi Vadayin Loi Notloi Hemeno. We're talking about a second case. A person stole a rochel, gzuzo, and it was by the Gazlan for 5 months, and it became a ta'una. In such a case, the eicha da'ayin kol ha'shvach oleha, chayzeres kemoishehi. He returns the rochel with the giza on top of it. This is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Now, let's just say one thing. For practical purposes, Rabbi Yehuda holds that I stole a rochel. I stole a rochel gzuza. Now when I'm returning the rochel, the rochel is tu'una. Now, that what the rochel is tu'una is not a shini in the rochel. The rochel didn't change. The rochel grew some more. That's all. There's no shini at all in the rochel. So memele, I have to return to you the heishiv es agzela shagozal. This is your rochel. It grew some hair. So grew some hair, gained some weight. That's the shvach al gabi gzeile. If I wasn't kind of gzeile, so the shvach goes back to you. It's your rochel, and your rochel grew wool, so I return it to you. Gzeile chayzeres be'einel. So I return the gzeile to you. Kamoishi chayzeres kamoishi shvach shal gabi gzeile. Rabbi Yehuda holds the nigzal have. It's not a shinui in the rochel, so it's your rochel. Your rochel grew wool, so finished. It's your rochel, your wool. There's a chiv amiveishiv as a gzeila asher gozel. This is kasher gozel. Everything goes back to you. Va'osa Rab Shimon lemeima, and Rab Shimon came to say to disagree with this. Afilu shvacha oleho, afilu the shvach is on it, that Rabbi Yehuda said that there was no shinui whatsoever. Rabbi Shimon says, afilu shvacha oleho, noit loy gazle. And we'll see noit loy gazle means, you know what he takes? He takes the rochel together with the giza. He takes everything. The shinui kaine. Now what's this, what shinui is there? The shinui is in the rochel. Rab Yehuda holds shvach al gabi gzeile, the gazlan havi. He holds that if you stole a rochel, and the rochel changed, I stole a rochel gzuze, and the rochel became a tohune, this is a shinui in the rochel. We had mentioned this is the Shitas HaMeiri. The Meiri mentions this. The Meiri says, to understand the Oimek HaDvarim, I don't know, but let's just say what the Meiri says. The Meiri says as follows. The Meiri says, if a person stole a rochel ta'una, and he cut off the wool, look, the Meiri, this cutting off is a shini in the wool. The wool changed. That's called a different wool. Before it was growing wool, now it's cut, it's a different entity. It's not a shini in the rochel. The rochel didn't change. That's not a shini in the rochel. That's a shini in the wool. So therefore, you're kind of the wool. You're not kind of the rochel. Zok the Meiri. But if a person stole a rochel and the rochel grew wool on it, so this is called a shini in the rochel. He's kind of the rochel, and mainly he's kind of everything. This is not what he stole. A tu'une is a shini in the rochel. The rochel changed. The rochel changed. So Mamei left, the rochel changed. He's kind of everything. And this is what Rashi is saying. Ba'osa Rav Shimon lemeima afilu shvacha oleho. He didn't cut off the giza. Noit loy gazlin. He takes everything. He takes the rochel and he takes the giza. The shini kaine. V'lo yishalem, and what does he pay? Elo domim rishonim, how much it was worth when he stole it. But, I mean, how much was worth when he stole it? He stole a Rachel Gzuza. So that's what he pays for. The Rachel is now his. Everything is his. This is a Shinoi. He stole one thing. And just like there's a concept, Klevenasa Ayo, it's called a Shinoi. So, Shvach Shagabi Gzele, Rabbi Yehuda holds is a Shinoi in the Gzele. The Gzele changed. So I'm kind of the Gzele. I'm called that's before it was a Rochel Gzuze, now it's a Rochel Tuna, I'm kind of. So this is mine. So I take everything. So, well, I have to pay you what I stole. So I have to pay. How much was worth? Bishas, I stole it. Lo Yishalem, Aladomim, Rishonim, Keilo, Yishuma, Esla, Bekesav. That you have to shut up. How much it was worth? Bishas, it was stolen, and that's what he pays. That is Shitas Rav Zvid. Now let us go further. Rav Papa Omar. Now Rav Papa says, Amir de Kizach, the Kula Alme Shvach Shagabi Gzele de Gazlanav. That what we had said was a machloikis. That what Rav Zvid had said. That's a machloikis Rav Yehude and Rav Shimon Ishvach Shagabi Gzele Ashinui in the Dover Hanigzel. So Rav Zvid said it's a machloikis. So Rav Papa says, I wish vehemently to disagree with you. Everyone holds Meikar Adin Shvach Shagabi Gzele de Gazlan have. That it belongs to the Gazlan. So Meikar Adin, if one steals a poro, v'nisabra etzloi, he steals a rochel, v'nitana etzloi, he keeps it, and he pays the money. That's what everyone knows, that's Meikar Adin. So what's the machloik is? V'ab Shimin Sova, l'machzo, l'shlish, l'viya, hu d'shoko gaslo. Now let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Shvach Shagabi Gzele Kulei the Gazlan Have. The whole Shvach belongs to the Gazlan. Rabbi Shimon Sava Lemechza L'Shlish V'Lerviya Hu D'Shoko Gazlan. He takes Lemechza L'Shlish L'Lerviya. Quarter, third, half. Now we'll see what's happening over here. The Kula Alme Shvach Gzele the Gazlan Have. So now Rashi has a pertinent question. So if everyone holds it belongs to the Gazlan, so what's the words of Rabbi Yehuda? Gzele Chayzeres Beinel. And according to Rav Pope, it's the exact opposite. I keep the Rochel Tune and I give him money. So what's the title? Gzele Chayzeres Beinel. So Rashi Beinel the Koma Rabbi Yehuda Kidemikora Koma. Beinel means the way it was when he stole it. Gzele Chayzeres the way it was when he stole it. That's the title Beinel. And I the way it's now, that's mine already now. But Beinel means the way it was when he stole it. That's what he returned. Lemechza l'shlish l'viya, kederech minik ha-medine, lemekablei behemis, lashbichon lizman godol kozeh. Now, dachsach mir, that pshat is like this, that perhaps me'iker adin, Rav Shimon is also moide, that shvach shagab igzele, the gazlon have it. But they didn't want him to get so much. This is mamish meirdik. You steal behemoth and it's nitan etzla. It's a very profitable business. So Rav Shimon said, he gets something. Because we have to understand one thing. What would be, Labai said, he took care of the behemoth for 5 months. That's why it was Netan Etzla. He was taking care of the Behemah. It was Nisabel of Yoltach. I mean, this is, what would be if the Bailim would not want to be metapel with his behemoth. Zicha, he has a herd of cattle, and that's his whole panosa, that they have children. So he gives over to someone to make sure that to take care of them, that the chelish should be nitano, and then the pole should be nisablu. Now, a person that does this for 5 months, he doesn't do it for free. This is a service that he's doing. So lemaise, this service was done to the gazlan, intentionally, unintentionally, but lemaise, the nigzal received a service from the gazlan. So memele, so there, Rav Shimon says, so much you have to give the gazlan. That means lemaise, between you and me, if no one would have taken care of your recheles and your poris, nothing would have happened. The shvach would never have come about. The shvach came about through the gazlan. He took care of it for 5 months. He was working, it wasn't the shema, he was working for himself, but al kaponim, he took care of your behemoth. The service is a price. So memele, they made a takone that you pay him for. So the maksa shlish levia means you have to know, you have to look up what the rates are from a godly behemoth, how much of the shvach are they entitled to receive, and that's how much the gazlan gets. So in Rav Pop is Mahalach, it comes out that the biggest makel for the gazlan is Rabbi Yehuda. He says he takes everything. He takes the rochel tunen. He just pays him gzeila chayzer zbeiner, how much it was worth b'shas gzeila. And Rab Shimon took the law in his hands, and he said, this is too a lucrative situation. The nesayin is too big for gazlanim. Anyway, so he said, so, but was something we have to give him. So memela, could be he holds miikaradin. It belongs to the miikaradin. It belongs to the gazlan, but they consent him. So memela, so therefore we'll give him kederech minik hamadin lemakabli behemis lashbichal esman godol kazeh, and that's how much we're going to pay. Fine. So we have here a machlokes Rav Zvid and Rav Pope. How to understand Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. So now the Gemara goes to our Mishnah. Tana. In our Mishnah it says, Gozal Poro, V'nisabra Etzloi, V'yolda. Rochel, V'nitana Etzloi, V'gozizo. Mishalem Kishas Agzeilo. That's the last bove in the Mishnah. Yolda in, La yolda hodra beine. Bish loyma la rab zvid amr shvach shagab igzeila de nigzal have la rab Yehuda homoni rab Yehudi. Now, let us just explain what the Gemara is saying now. The Gemara says, let us just, what is the halacha that it says in the Mishnah? The halacha that it says in the Mishnah is a person stole a rochel, and there was nitano. Now the rochel, he stole a rochel, it was nitano etzloi, v'gozezo, and he gozes it, he returns the rochel. Now, the pashtus of the Mishnah would seem that, what would be if he wouldn't be gozes the rochel? So then, the Mishnah says, when does he keep the gize and return the rochel? The Gemara says, gozes a rochel, v'nitana etzloi, v'gozes a, then he keeps the gize, and then he returns the rochel the way it was b'shas gzeila. Now, he returns the rochel. So now, if you learn that Rav Yehuda holds shvach shagabi gzeile the gazlan, the nigzalav. That was Rav Zvid's mahalach in, that was Rav Zvid's mahalach in Rav Yehuda. So now, so let us stop the process what the Mishnah speaks about in the middle. Would be gozal rochel v'nitana etzloi. What is the din according to Rabbi Yehuda? You return it back. That's not a shini in the rochel. This is, the rochel belongs to the gazal, the nigzal. The Giza belongs to the Nigzal, so there wouldn't be the Gozazor. It would be Gozal Rochel Vanitana Etzloi. Then we caught him. So everything goes back to the Nigzal because there's no Shinui in the Xela. So the Rochel belongs to the Nigzal. The Giza belongs to the Nigzal. So you turn the Rochel to Una. But it was Gozazor. So now the Giza that till now belonged to the Nigzal, I made a Shinui in the Giza. That's called, that's the first bab of the Mishnah also. Like Gozal, Rochel, Teune, Vigozazor. You're kind of the Giza. So the Mishnah is beautiful. The Mishnah is coming to tell us, if it wasn't Gozal, Rochel, Teune, was Gozal, Rochel, Gzuzah, V'nitana etzloi. The only way you'll be able to keep the Giza is the Gozazor. Because if Kozman it's not Gozazor, Shvach Shabagabi Gzeile belongs to the Nigzal. Shvach Shabagabi Gzeile belongs to the Nigzal. So Memele, so before the Giza, everything belongs to the Nigzal. Now the Gozman was Gozes the Giza, so I made a Shini in the Giza, which belong to the Nigzal, so Memela, I'll keep the Giza. And that's what the Mishnah says. You need a Vigozazor in order to be able to return the Rochel, without returning the Giza. But if it wouldn't be Vigozazor, you'd have to return the Rochel together with the Giza, the Rochel to Une. So this is good according to Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid said there's one Yid that holds Shvar Shagabi Gzeila, the Nigzal Ave, this is Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds, according to Rabbi Zvid, Rabbi Shimon holds that you don't need the Gozazor. As soon as the Nitan, that's like, it's a Shinoi in the Rochel, you can't everything. So the mission didn't have to tell us the Gozazor. That's superfluous. It's irrelevant. And Fakerta, everything is mine. You don't even return. Everything is mine. So, but according to Rav Zvid, Rav Yehuda holds Shvach Shagabi Gzeile the Nigzal Habe. So it's very good. In order for the Gazlan to acquire the Giza Al Koponim, he has to make a Shini in the Giza. Yeah. Bishloim el Rav Zvid, Doma Shvach Shagabi Gzeile the Nigzal Habe. Rabbi Yehuda, Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda. So now the mission is going according to. I have shot the Mishnah. El Rapope said, El Rapope, Doma the Gazlan Havi. The Shvach belongs to the Gazlan. Hamani, Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Veloi Rabbi Shimon. Doesn't go according to anybody. Let us see Rashi. Zatrashi loy rab yudah v'loy rab shimen. V'chol shkin d'chramay loy mitukme. Diktoni reishim. Gozal porom uberes v'yoldom. According to Meir, it's not going like. Because the reishim says, Gozal porom uberes v'yoldom. Rochotun v'gozal misham to my porom edes leilet. And the vlad belongs to the gazlan. Ramei mishalom gizis uvlodis kedahashte. Peis gizis uvlodis kedahashte. Yeah. So memele. So now let us just ask a pertinent question. Lachayre, we could say, if we will assume that the Emerson Reb Shimon also holds Mikar Din Shvach Bagabi Gzeile de Gazlan Habe, and let's say Meikar Adin it's Meikar Adin, the Rochel belongs to the Gazlan, the Shvach belongs to the Gazlan, and really it's a very lucrative business of stealing Behemoth's Gzuzes, and Vinitana, so everything belongs. So Rav Shimon said, no, we can't do such a thing. So we're going Al Kalponim to, he has to return it to the Rochel and the Gizeh, but we're going to give him a chelik in the Gizeh for the services. The Gizeh came about through the services of the Gazlan, so he's going to get the percentage what a person gets for these services, Matzah Shlishal Biyah. Fine. That, if it's Gozel, Rochel, V'nitana Etzloi. But what'll be if it was Gozel? Now I made a Shinui in the Gizeh. Till now, the schus I had in the Gizeh was Matzah Shlishal Biyah. But tell me Matzah Shlishal Biyah. But now I went Vigozazo, I made a Shini in the Gizeh. So now I made a Shini in the Gizeh, so now the whole thing is mine. So maybe it's going according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Papa, I have problems. Why did the Mishnah have to mention Vigozazo Vyoda? For Taisa's name, according to Rav Shimon, is beautiful. We'll see Taisa's in 1 second. But this is how Taisa says. That according to Rav Shimon, there's no problems. Meiker Adin. That according to Rav Shimon, in the matzav of Teuno, the Yoni is matzav shlishal in the Gizeh, I'll go and cut off the Gizeh, so the Shvach, that'll belong to him. That's a Sadat, the Gizeh belongs to him. Now let us see Taisvis. Money loy Rav Yehuda v'loy Rav Shimon. Vimtoima La'olam Rav Shimon hi la'Rav Papa. It's going according to Rav Shimon. The name Ahochi Yolda Ein La Yolda Loi. El Avla Matzah Shlisha Leviya. Takel, that 100%. You need Yolda over here. I need Yolda that the black should belong to him. If it would only be a matzah, but nobody gets Matzah Shlisha Leviya. Now it's Yolda. So Taisva said, and the way we said Pshat and Rav Shimon, that according to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon could be also made Meika Din Shvach Shagab Gzeila the Gazlan Habe. So it's also a Shinui. So he was kinder, but Rav Shimon said, no, we're not going to let the Gazlan reap tremendous profits from the Gzeila. So Taisva says, well, you made another Shinui. You made a Shinui, you were Geizes, the Gizeh. He also gets the Matzah Shlishal Biyah of that. He doesn't get more than that. So Mamela, so now we have a problem, according to Rav Papa, this Vyoda is unnecessary. According to Rav Papa, the Vyoda is unnecessary. You're 100% right. That loche that it says in the Mishnah that Rochum Tana Etzloi Mishalem Kishas Agzela and he keeps the Gizeh. He keeps everything for a practical purpose. He keeps everything. Who had enough of the Yolda Nami Kishas Exelu de Mishalem? Bahadik Tani Yolda, I did not have Reisha Yolda, not have Sefer Nami Yolda. That means the Mishnah mentioned this case not because the Allah of the Mishnah is dependent on this case, because the previous case also was Gozal Porem Uberes V'Yolda, so it says Gozal Porem and Isaparatsi V'Yolda, but the V'Yolda here is Leimalu V'Lei Meirit. The as soon as there's Nesabra Etzlai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pora and the Uber belongs to the Gazlan, and he pays Kishas Agzela. So Rashi, Haydi Dinos of Reisha Yolda, Lashmina Dle Mishalim, Gizais of Lodis Kidahashte, Elo, the Meipore Medes Leileit, Nokanami Sefer Yod. Fine, okay. It's the Mishnah is the Einichanam. It's an extra, it's not necessary. Tanya Kavosei Derapop. Now the Gemara says, we'll bring a raya from a baraisa to Rapop. Rav Shimon Oimer. Rayin Oisei Kile Hishuma Esle Bekesef Lamachsa Lushlish Labiyah. So it says, clone the baraisa. Pshat Rav Shimon is that he gets a chelik in the ibul or in the gizer. Omar Ravashi ki havinon beRav Kahane. When we were in the yeshiva of Rav Kahane, iboilo, we had a shayla. Rav Shimon da Omar lemechze leshlish v'rviya hu deshokol gasla. Lemaise. He has a schus in a chelik of the gize. He has a schus in the chelik of the yubel. He has a schus in the yubel and in the quarter of the yubel belongs to him. Quarter of the gize belongs to him. Now we have here a battle of interests over here. That means we have over here a behemoth. A tzicha belongs to the migzol. We have here a shvach, which the gazlan is entitled to a quarter of the shvach. So what do we do? How do we distribute this shutvis over here? Who gets what? So the shaila was, ki misalkinelei bedomi misalkinelei. We tell him, good, you're entitled to a quarter. The nigzol will take the whole shvach. It's my pore. I'll take the whole uber. You have a percentage in the Uber, I'll pay you for it, but I'll take the whole Uber. Or maybe, no, I'm sorry. I'm a shutev in the Uber. I'm sorry. I'm not masking what you said. You'll take everything. I'm a shutev. I'll have my shutvis. I have a quarter of the Uber. Boom. I have a quarter of this Uber. It's mine. And don't get rid of me so easily. Upashatna mehod omar av nachman omar shmul shloyshe shomen lehen ashvach omar lenoysen bedomin ve'eilu hein b'choy leposhut ba'al choyv leleikeyach ba'al choyv leyesaymin. Upashit this shayla from a memra of Rav Nachman omar shmul. Now let us see what the memra is and then we'll see how we push it. The first member was Shomin Lemashvach Umalan Oisan Bedom. Bechoyer Leposhet. Now let us just say Rashi. Sheishbichu Esan Achosim Koidem Chaluke. Now perhaps we'll speak out what the case is over here. The halacha is a bechoyer gets pishnayim. So now let us say the father left over three fields. So the three fields, the Bechor gets two fields, three equal fields, Bechor gets two fields, the Poshet gets one field. Fine. But this Halacha, he gets three fields, Bechor, he gets double, Bishnai, Bechor Asher Yimotzei. What was in existence by the father? That means if the father had three fields, they were bare fields, they weren't, In this he gets Pishnayim. Now, let's make a scenario. After the father died, before they made even Chalukah, they decided to be Mashbiach the fields. So they were Mashbiach the fields. And let's say, we'll say the Marshal of Rashi, and each field became Nishbach Pozus. They were Mashbiach the fields, whatever they did.
they were mashbiach the fields, so the fields are now worth, each field is worth 4 zuzim more. So let's make it interesting. Let's say before the field was worth amone, now each field is worth amone plus 4 zuzim. So they were mashbiach the. Now this shvach rightfully belongs. This is 50-50. That means whatever was not in the possession of the father, the prayer is not a yachsan. He only gets pishnayim what the father possessed. This is a shvach that was not in existence b'chaye ha'ov. So memela, this is a new shvach which belongs to both of them equally. So we have here 3 fields, and there's each field was mashbiach 4 zuzim. So now, the Bukhair time is, listen, let me take my 2 fields. So I'll take the 2 fields, let me take. And you can't separate the shvach from the field. It's an intrinsic chelik of the field. So memele, I'll take my 2 fields. Now, you're right. I'm taking 8 zuzim. But I'm only entitled to 6 zuzim of shvach. I'll pay you the 2 zuzim. But I'm taking this. And the Porsche time is, I'm sorry. You're giving me money. The shvach of the field, which is a chelik of the field, is mine. The shvach belongs to me. I want a chelik of the field. I'm sorry, but the shvach belongs to me. So we have a conflict of interest over here. The field belongs to the Bukhair. The shvach, these 2 zuzi belong to the dos, and it's not separable. You can't separate the shvach from the field. So how do you solve this problem? Now let's see Rashi anyway. B'chir l'poshe shishbichu as nechosim koinim chalukye, they were mashbich the nechosim before chalukye. B'shaz chalukye noitel apchir pishnayim b'kakois. Tzorich laharzir l'poshe revia hashvach shel chelik choyrem. So he has to return a revia of the shvach that the chelik b'chayre was nishbach, which doesn't belong to him. Shein lelito pishnayim b'meshi ishbiach zeh. He has no right to take pishnayim in that what the poshet was mashbiach. V'im ishbiach b'yud v'ezuz. If the shvach was yud v'ezuz. Ki shenotal zeh pishnayim b'karka. When he took pishnayim b'karka, noitel min hashvach chazuzim. So the din is tzorich lahachzir loy beizuzim. He returns to him beizuzim. Umal loy bedomim. And he gives him money. Ve'ein noisin loy min hakarke. Elim rotz if he wants mesalke bedomim. Ve'noisin loy shnei zuzim. Ve'ein yoche loy ma loy aposhe ten li karke kozesh over beizuzim. Since the shvach of the karke is mine, It's not a davar nifrat. So give me karka that's worth 2 zuzim. No, the shvach that belongs to the poshut, we give it to the bechayr who the gufa karka belongs to, and he's mesalik the mashbiach bezuzim. That's case number 1. Bechayr the shloish shaman lehem hashvach mal noisim bedomin. That means like this. The Moicha, who was alive to the Balchoiv, borrowed $150 from the Malva. The Leiva borrowed $150 from the Malva. He had a karka that's worth $100. Fine. Now, he sold this karka to a lekeach. So the lekeach now purchased a karka that's worth $100, which is mishibah to the malva, because he has a shibah on it. Now, the lekeach went and invested in this karka, $50. Now, the karka is worth $150. Now, the malva comes to the lekeach, and he told, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, he owed me $150, such $150. So he says, no. Listen, I don't owe you a penny. You only have a shibud of $100. So, Balchayv Lekeh, Balchayv Atev Lekuchis B'Shvil Chayv, שיש לו על המויכה, אין לו כיח במשי שביח לכיח. He does the shvach zikha does the bilomtim, the shvach is the meshubetim, this is the lekeach shvach, but he takes the karka, which is worth 150 dollars, on mesalke balchoy vedomim, ve'noisen loy demei shvache, ve'en loy noisen loy karka kishir shvache. Again, that if you have a iker and a shvach, the baal ha'iker keeps the shvach and pays the other one who owns the shvach. That's the same. In this case number three is a balchoy v'li yisaymim, balchoy v'shiyoy l'nichsi yisaymim, a similar case. The father borrowed $100, left over a kark of $100, b'shvil choy v'aviyim, and now they will mashbiach the kark another $50. Ein le b'meshi shbich on the chosim l'achamisa saviyim klum. He does not have any right in the shvach, that's worth $150, but umalavam l'shvacham b'domim v'naysen mois im yirtze. Same thing. So all these three cases, the Bailam and the Shvach has to be maskim that the Baal Ha'iker keeps the Shvach and he's Mesalik in Bedom. Now, I don't know if it's what in your Gemara is, but in my Gemara there's a Ksav Yad that says, V'gazlin lo'odif mehanech gibor. And a Gazlin is the same thing. That's what it says on the side of my Gemara. That a Gazlin is, so remember that was the Shaila. We clear the Shaila, will the Gazlin say, no, since the Shvach, Lamatza Shlishavi belongs to me, so I'm gonna keep that Shvach, you're not gonna be Mesalik me? No. You're also Mesalik Bedomim, and the Nigzel will keep the Shvach.